I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. 4 years ago today, Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says loss, trauma, and the dogged fight for freedom have scarred Ukraine's next generation. It's the war within the war that Ukrainian churches enter with the hope of Christ. You can help support their work. Mock says relief helps Christians build bridges between people and God. Pray for his peace to meet both Ukrainian and Russian families. Also, despite the Iranian government's attempts to crush them, the protests continue. Many are desperate for change and risk their lives for freedom. Lily Ritchie with Iran Alive shares a recent story. A Christian father lost his son in the unrest. Corrupt authorities demanded about $6,000 for the bullets used to kill him before releasing the body. Though grieving, the father said he is not a victim but a victor, trusting God to carry them through. Pray for the Iranians to be free and have a peace of God in their land. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Steve O'Dell. We'll be right back.